Here are some cornerbacks to note in the 2015 NFL Draft. Trey Waynes, a four-year junior out of Michigan State, Waynes started all 27 games he played in as a sophomore and a junior. With a 4.31 time in the 40-yard dash at the Combine, Waynes has the speed and length to stay with top-flight NFL wide receivers. He excelled in press coverage in the Big Ten, has good ball skills, and is willing to help in the run game. He should be the first corner off the board. Kevin Johnson. At 6 feet and 188 pounds, Johnson leaves Wake Forest as a five-year senior, having started 41 of his 47 games as a Demon Deacon. He has natural cover skills and is more than willing to support in the run game. He played both press and off-man in college, as well as zone, which should make his transition to the NFL game a smooth one. Marcus Peters. No one doubts Peters' skills at 6 feet and 197 pounds. He has the size, athleticism, and speed to be a top cover corner if teams decide to look past the disciplinary problems that dogged him in college. PJ Williams. Standing at 6 feet and 194 pounds, this junior enters the NFL draft out of Florida State, where he earned first-team All-ACC honors in his final year. A well-rounded player, Williams doesn't possess any big flaws and should be able to play outside or in the slot. Draft analysts believe he needs to improve against the run and overcome durability concerns some NFL teams might have. Jalen Collins. At 6'1 and 203 pounds, Collins looks the part with a 4.48 40-yard dash at the Combine. The main concern from independent scouts is his technique, which is still very raw. If he takes to coaching at the NFL level and improves in those areas, he has the raw skills to be the top corner in this draft class.